Anything new in terms of trying to get translational information in ovarian cancer, particularly in terms of where you might look, circulating tumor cells, acidic cells, anything that looks exciting to you?
Circulating tumor cells would certainly be a very fascinating, easy way to get a snapshot of the tumor. I mean, I think the work that was just published in the New England Journal of Medicine was fascinating, and we're looking at that. A lot of groups are looking at that. Nothing quite yet nailed down, because you would need to prove that the circulating tumor is really tumor, and it really matches the bulk of the cancer that's present in the patient.
And I know you're talking about the work. I guess Tom Lynch is involved
with
that. Matter of fact, Tom was our co-chair for a lung cancer think tank, and we were asked. That was a really incredible paper. Is that technology being looked at with ovarian? I know it's being looked at with a lot of different tumors.
It's interesting because it seems like different tumors cause more tumor cells to be circulating. So breast cancer, just by its nature, you know, it's a hematologically disseminated tumor. So you do find a lot of circulating tumor cells in breast cancer patients. It's been looked at in ovarian cancer patients, and we've looked at it, but we don't usually find that many circulating tumor cells. They're not gobs of them. There may be five, there may be four. And certainly if you could lab-wise make those cells more, then I think we've got something. But they're just fewer in the patients with ovary cancer.